All right, I need my guitar back here because Sue Martin wants to hear some more guitar strumming, she said.
It says Rock Jam, AG1NG. All right, that's what it says on the inside.
What's that mean?
I have no idea. There's no rock jamming going on around here, but I found...
It looks pretty nice.
It does. It's shiny. It's
Man,
pretty.
Where's it's... my guitar pick at, though? What's this thing?
That's just, I guess, to stand it up on something. I don't know. Here we go. So on the back, it had a sticker. Claim your free guitar course. Redeem on your mobile device today. There's a QR code.
So how's that work?
So you can get one, I guess, free guitar course to learn how to actually play that thing instead of
what,
just
you gotta call them or
what you've been doing. Well, no, it's a QR. You open an app, you download something. It's all on your phone.
Forget that.
Sell it your phone.
I'm not going to do that kind of crap. I'll figure it out myself.
Take
I got the manual.
Take your conversation outside.
I got the manual, so I'm
good. You got the... Is there a manual?
Yeah, it's back there.
Really?
There's a paper manual.
Does it have any instructions on how to play it?
Well, I haven't read it yet. I don't know.
So you don't even know what's in the manual. Maybe the guitar pick is in
the
manual.
Step one, take it out of the
box.
I'm
going to go get the manual and look at it.
Not yet. We've got to do the joke of the day. Get back over there.
What is this?
I don't know.
What is this Allen wrench for?
That's how you tune the thing.
Well,
the strings.
You turn the knobs on there. I don't know. So they came with an Allen wrench?
Yeah.
Getting to know your guitar. Your guitar is a valuable musical instrument and therefore needs to be handled, stored, and transported with great care. This is not going to be what you get out of this.
Great care, the hell of that.
Tuning your guitar. Oh, here's step one. Tuning your guitar. A guitar has six strings, which all need to be tuned properly. Oh, this should be good. Oh, they even show you how to position your fingers. One, two, three.
You already did that.
You did? All right.
So here's the joke of the day.
Joke of the day!
We're moving on. Why did the lion eat the tightrope walker?
Oh, I don't know. Why did the lion eat the tightrope walker?
Because he wanted a well-balanced meal.
Ah! Yes! How nice. Well, everyone needs a well-balanced meal, and I guess a tightrope walker does that for a tiger.
Trey McBride was in Colorado this week, the former Fort Morgan Mustang player and the current Arizona Cardinals tight end.
Oh!
He had a football camp there this past week.
Nice! Good for him!
Yeah.
I like
local
that.
Local kid coming back there. And
yeah, coming back and, you know.
Doing a little camp.
Training the next round to come through and be in the NFL.
The fourth annual football camp last week.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Wow, I guess he's been doing this a while.
Yeah, he's been in the NFL for a while. It's pretty cool. Randy Travis is coming to Lubbock.
Randy Travis?
Yep.
Wow. Let's go see him.
Thursday, October 22nd.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep. At the DeWitt Jones Theater, whatever that is.
The DeWitt Jones Theater. Never heard of it.
Joyce DeWitt on Happy Days.
Joyce DeWitt.
Here's some perks of being 60 years old or older. You ready?
60 perks of being 60 or older.
Plus.
All right. We should know all about this.
Number one. Let me strum the guitar. Number one, kidnappers probably aren't going to be looking for you.
Well, that is one of those things, right? You don't have to worry about that anymore. Kidnapping is not going to happen at our age, right?
Number two, in a hostage situation, you might be one of the first people released.
In a hostage...
That's what it says.
Or disposed of. I don't know which one. Because keeping your mouth shut isn't always a positive thing for you. You don't know how to do that.
Number three. No one expects you to run everywhere.
No,
so you're not going to run away.
Look at the guy that tried to run away from the buffalo.
Oh, my God. He looked like some guy that was 105 years old.
You know what they say about that, though, that they really weren't that close to the buffalo. The buffalo just got kind of irritated at something and just came out.
Well, they're playing peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
He went around that tree.
I know, he went around the tree. Like, you know how fast that buffalo could run? Yeah,
you know how slow that guy was running?
Yeah, he wasn't running anywhere close.
That was painful to watch.
Oh, it was, and they've shown it so many times.
The dude's going like 1 mile an hour.
He broke his femur. That's the strongest bone in your body.
You're like, you know that guy's your age. I'm like, I've run faster than that.
They said he was 65, and I'm like, whoa, really?
Suspenders look like he is 95.
No.
Jeez.
What the heck?
Number four, people call at 8 p.m. and ask, did I wake you up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't call after 8.
You know, there was a time when I was like, don't call after 9 o'clock and after. Now it's like 7. Do not call me after 7. I'm going to bed.
We're pretty much wiped out yesterday.
But we get up so early. When we have those weeks where we're not getting up early, we can stay up till 10. You know, it's like, wow, like we're like grown-ups now.
Number five, people are more understanding when you talk about your health when you're over 60.
Oh, well.
How are you feeling today?
Well, I knew someone in my previous life that the last question you wanted to ask was, how are you doing? Because you got the whole lowdown of every pain and every doctor's visit and everything. I was like, okay, I'm doing good.
Number six, you've learned many ways. You've learned many of the life lessons the hard way.
Oh, have you ever? And they just keep coming, right? It doesn't stop when you're 60. They just keep coming.
Seven, many things you buy now may outlast you.
Well, that's true.
Like that TV over there probably lasts,
you know,
30
years. You know, I
was
thinking this morning, I was thinking, like my kids are 28, right? I was thinking when I was 28, you know, how much life I had to live. Now you add 28 to the age that I am now, and I'm like, well, there isn't much time left now.
That's why I keep telling you it's time to retire and go
man.
To the beach.
I'm going to be 90 in that many years.
You'll be
That's
sitting here at 90.
Heck?
You'll be over there at 90. Oh, I thought I was going to be out of here in a couple years.
We're still doing this show?
Oh,
come
my
on.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, number eight.
Oh, my. Are we on eight already?
Oh, yeah. You can eat dinner at 4:30 p.m. and nobody questions it.
I like to eat between 3 and 4. That's my dinner time. That's it. I'm done.
Number nine.
I'm ready to get my jammies on and sit on the couch and watch the news.
You can live without many things, but not without your glasses.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wore contacts for so many years. And I met somebody last week who said that they do make contacts for people who need near and farsighted. And 'cause I didn't always need that. And I didn't have any luck with that a long time ago, 15 years ago when I tried that. I may give it another try, but I can't go. I haven't been able to exist without glasses since the third grade.
Number 10, your supply of brain cells is finally down to an unmanageable level.
Well, my goodness, it was so much for so long. Now it's just an easily managed amount. Have you ever had so many that you couldn't handle it?
Many what?
Brain cells.
No.
No.
That's why I said that so many times. No. So Jeff Bezos has a good quote today.
Oh, Jeff
the
Bezos.
The Amazon dude. Success isn't Let's see. Why do people write this crap? Success in business isn't about having the perfect idea. It's about executing better than anybody else does.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
I'll be dang.
And radio is a perfect example of that, isn't it? Because look at all of these people that are failing at radio and their name is in the news all the time. it's all about execution. If you don't know what you're doing, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It's not going to work.
I was the only media person yesterday at the old beef conference in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, that's that. There you go.
Had to hustle up there after this gig and get up there. And
we saw a news story yesterday that it's the lowest, the smallest cattle herd that we've had in this country in 75 years. Oh, wait, we've been hearing that for 6 months or a year. Oops.
Some people are a little bit behind the times. Happy birthday to Linda Ronstadt today.
Oh, how old is she?
She was born in Tucson, Arizona, July 15th, 1946.
46.
She's 80.
She's 80 years old, Linda Ronstadt.
Can you believe that?
Wow. That's amazing.
Born in Tucson, she had songs, When Will I Be Loved? Never.
She was quite the rock goddess for a long time, wasn't she?
She didn't look too bad.
I think she looks pretty good. She has some health issues. I don't know if she has Parkinson's.
Really?
Or MS. Yes.
I didn't know she was from Tucson.
I didn't either.
1946.
80 years ago. All right.
The song I really liked that she sang was Blue Bayou.
That is a really good one. Yep. Blue Bayou.
Got a call from Cheap Trick yesterday.
Yes, she has Parkinson's. Progressive splenocranuclear palsy, PCP, and Parkinson's. Whatever. I don't know what that is. PSP.
Got a call from Cheap Trick yesterday.
Wanting me to
join the band.
They are in desperate need of a terrible guitar player, and they called you first.
Their attendance has been lower, so they thought, we'll give that a try.
Hmm. Why not?
I'll wear my running shorts and some t-shirts.
They know how much money you're making here at the radio station. You'll be the first one to jump on that.
Every time I get a check, it's like worse than it was
the week before. They don't even have to pay you very much to beat this.
ABC 7 News and Drew Powell today.
Oh, Drew Powell.
Taco Bell's under scrutiny.
I know. Taco Bell decides to make some changes because of this explosive diarrhea thing. And it's not coming from them, which I thought it was when they decided to do that. They're trying to be proactive, right? So now they're being criticized for that. Are you tuning? What are you doing? You're not supposed to look at the strings. You're supposed to hold it. Your left hand or your right hand, you know, on that part and on the strings, and then you strum.
I got to call Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I'm sure he can help you with that.
Yeah, Taco Bell's getting a lot of free advertising.
Well, hopefully people realize that they're not the problem. This didn't start with them, that they're just trying to do some
things. It did 20 years ago.
It did?
That's why they called it Taco Hell.
You know, when my kids were young, I used to go eat there because it was really cheap, and I think back to those days, and that food, it's just not for me.
Hey, if you want to buy a 1991 Chevy 1500 regular cab pickup, there's one for sale in Littlefield.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right. Does it run?
It has 395,000 miles on it, just broke in.
Does it start, but the transmission's out?
It has a clear title. It turns over, but will not start.
Hmm.
I've done the fuel filter, plugs and wires, and a new distributor cap, and a new battery. I just don't have time to mess with it.
I don't understand that. They say it turns over, but to me, when it turns over, it starts. So what does that mean? It just makes that meep noise?
It makes a growling noise.
But it never actually starts.
It needs a new windshield.
Oh, yeah. That is a lovely, lovely vehicle.
$1,800. You can have it.
Luxury. Driving in luxury.
It's got a little bit of sunburn on there.
Little bit of oxidation.
News Channel 10 says two New Jersey girls are coming to Amarillo today to get, who's this? I hate it when people text me stuff. They're going to be at the Big Texan at 5 o'clock today because they're on a mission to save lives across the country by driving along Route 66.
Oh, really? So they're driving. They're not riding their bikes or walking or anything.
They're driving
like
in a souped-up ambulance.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Where's the picture?
There's not one.
No picture?
Nope.
two Jersey girls driving across the country.
They're going to have a big Texan steak. Then they're going to start filming their documentary.
Oh, they're doing a documentary. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice.
They're going to paint the cars before they keep going there on the old Cadillac Ranch.
Well, now, there is a VW ranch that the Cadillac Ranch started. Not the Cadillac Ranch, that the Big Texan started on the other side of Amarillo. So you got to stop at both places now and, you know, do your thing.
Slick Sanders from Floyd Ada said from Sanders Harvesting yesterday, Wyoming, a really short wheat crop and some pretty big rocks.
Wyoming.
You don't want to suck a rock in the old combine header.
Oh, man.
That causes some problems.
I can't imagine how much damage that does.
You got to really watch the rocks.
Yeah.
They don't ground up good in the old header.
No, it's not designed for it. It isn't like a composting toilet. It's not going to break up the rocks.
He has a Texas flag on the back of the combine.
Oh, he does? That's Look cool. at that. That's pretty cool.
I've got to call Slick and see what's
Somebody
popping.
Somebody got a good picture there.
Let me call Slick and say...
Is he from Floyd Ada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sanders Harvesting.
Sanders.
And Trucking Company.
Mr. Sanders.
Uh-huh. Warren Buffet had a nice quote yesterday that said, be careful when you do too much for people. They start loving your hands better than your heart.
Yeah, they love your wallet.
That's hard on the wall.
They don't even know you have a heart. They just love your wallet. And while you're laying in the hospital dying, they're asking you for money.
You got that number for the life insurance company, Andy, there?
I know you're dying, but I really need some money.
Rapid City, South Dakota, 102 yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy to see those temperatures so far north.
North Dakota, South Dakota, no. Minnesota, all record highs.
Minnesota
over
extreme
there.
Extreme heat watch, extreme heat warning, heat advisory.
News Channel 10 said a murder suspect was arrested in Louisiana yesterday.
Oh, really?
After authorities said he went to the police station to report a stolen car. And they said, hey, you look familiar. I think you shot somebody.
Oh, I think I've seen your picture.
Can you
somewhere
believe
before.
He went to the police station to report a stolen
one
car.
Of those wanted posters. Let me take you over here and check this
somebody
out.
Said, let me check something.
Yeah. Let me go get that picture. And oh, yeah, I think that is you.
The cop said, I got to go use the restroom. And then they came back. And
he waited for them.
Said, let me see your hands there, dude.
Put your hands up.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy. Crazy,
well,
crazy
like, I think
stuff.
We were trying to find you a couple weeks ago, but thanks for coming in.
Yeah, we're just, you know, doing our job.
Happy 31st birthday to Harrison Butker today from the Chiefs.
Harrison Butker.
The kicker.
Oh, I was going to say, that name sounds familiar.
Yep. He's 31
to be 31 again.
Got a new contract. He's doing pretty good.
He did pretty good kicking last year, didn't he?
Well, here and there.
Wasn't he the primary scoring
he missed a few here and
player
there.
On the team? didn't he score the most points on the team last year?
I think he did win one game for them.
Did he? Okay.
Yep. A lot of families and children not happy about the rent going up because of the data center.
Yes, the data center in Claude, right?
No, this is Childress.
But so there's one in Childress as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was thinking it was overflow from one to the other.
It could be. I don't know.
I don't know either, so.
You anyway. Messed up my flow there.
Well, that's what I do. I'm good at messing things up.
Go
that's what I
to your
do best.
Room. Don't forget this weekend is the annual Duff Smith Chamber of Commerce garage sale.
Citywide garage sale in Hereford this weekend.
8 o'clock in the morning till 3 on
Saturday.
The
yeah.
Let's see.
You know
oh,
how
man,
much
they got
we
a
love
big list
garage
of
sales. We love garage sales.
We don't do those anymore.
No, I'm done with garage sales. I will just give it. I'm not doing a garage sale.
Yeah, we're not doing that kind of stuff anymore.
No.
Run for the Hills, Ron from KMAC News in Lubbock said, 87 today with isolated storms down there in the Hub City.
Now, we saw a lot of clouds yesterday, but we really didn't have any moisture come out of them.
Now, tomorrow in Lubbock, 40% chance of downpours possible.
Oh, really?
And Friday, locally heavy rain is possible.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Run for the hills, Ron.
So just more of this monsoonal moisture coming in.
And Monday's going to be hot and muggy. 95 Monday for the high.
Really? Hot and muggy Monday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hot and muggy Monday. Get ready.
That's what happens when you get rain.
Yes, that is what happens. When you have rain, mugginess usually follows suit. So
the House GOP leadership plan could include $20 billion in farm aid.
Oh, really?
Well,
I know that they've been asking for more aid because it just wasn't enough.
No, it's going to take a lot to overcome all this mess.
It is. It's going to take a lot.
It's like, jeez.
And the first round was nice, but there really needs to be.
What happened to the deal where we're supposed to be getting $2,000 from Mr. Trump? What happened to that?
You remember that. Well, he got distracted with Iran, so he hasn't come back to that yet. He hasn't circled back to the checks that he wanted to give us from the tariff money that he collected.
Oh, yeah. He forgot.
He forgot about that.
Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller, who was on today, is talking about more donations after that Gateway pin fire they had down there. And before the big storms hit, they had a little fire activity. So now the fires are out.
Well, that's good news. That is good news.
A tornado warning was issued last night just north of San Antonio.
I know. I saw that yesterday. That's crazy.
They've had a little rain down that way. I bet the old Guadalupe's full.
You know, all the lakes that were low, all the rivers that seemed low, well, they're not anymore. They're getting plenty of water.
Sid Miller was in office since 2015.
Yeah, he served.
11 years.
11 years, yep.
Uncle Sid. He always texts me after he's done, like, hey, that was fun. We'll talk in August.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, you didn't put those pictures. Oh, I guess you did put that picture of the sprayer yesterday.
I sent it to Sarah, so she put it in there.
She didn't put the good one in there, though, of going across the field, spraying the old cotton yesterday.
No, because there was too much dirt in that picture, and I just decided not to send her that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of the old Case tractor I sent you yesterday up there by...
Oh, I need to send her that one. I haven't sent her that one yet.
That's a Case 27-something. I don't know what it is. It's old. It's faded.
It looks old in the picture.
Hello to Allison Hocking today, the relationship manager for Ranch Bot.
Oh, really? She's the relationship manager?
Yep. Met her yesterday. She used to work at Hank FM and Fort Worth.
Yes, she was. She worked in radio. She said, I got tired of writing commercials.
I don't want to write no more damn
commercials. I'm done with radio.
13 years of writing commercials.
But she was thankful that she worked for an independent owner and didn't have to deal with, you know,
corporate BS.
The corporate stuff, because she's glad she didn't work for any of those corporate stations.
Dating a guy from Fairfield, Iowa that works for Hank FM, does afternoon drive.
Who said he was tired of looking at cornfields.
I'm tired of looking at corn. I'm moving to Fort Worth.
And I tell you what, there's a lot of cornfields in Iowa. That's all there is. Oh, there's the little video I made of you playing the guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, so much for that.
Well, that
Nashville
was
never
fun.
Called.
No, Nashville hasn't called yet, but you know, there's still time. There's still plenty of time.
She did a good job. I took a few minutes and talked to Allison yesterday up there in Vegas. She was interesting.
Awesome.
Very friendly.
Very.
So I was shocked when she said, yeah, I worked for Hank FM. I'm like, oh, yeah, we saw the studio where they have the little sign, don't bring no drinks in here.
Oh, is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, now
remember
I see.
Remember we looked in the window and there's a sign?
Yes, yes, and it was, yeah, one of those signs where, don't bring your drinks in here. Yeah.
If you want to see what they have for sale for the old Ranch bought stuff. You can go buy Stockman's Feed in Dalhart. They're the dealer.
You know, that sounds very interesting. And I found it interesting that she went from radio to selling ag products. And you said that that was one of her advertisers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They started advertising on the radio, and mm-hmm. things caught fire, she said.
Well, that's what happens when you advertise on the radio.
She said it was a lot of fun, actually. Dr. Amanda Fuller was there. She was one of the panelists yesterday. She has a PhD.
Oh, really?
She has Compass Ag Solutions in Hereford.
She's a doctor.
She's from Katy, Texas.
Oh, Katy. We know where Katy is.
Katy, Texas. Got a PhD from A&M.
Wow.
Pretty cool. There was a lot of higher rollers there yesterday.
That's cool. That's cool stuff.
So, good to see those people. And we found out some other information, too.
We did find out about how someone's life has changed recently. Very very interesting news.
It was an innocent question I asked the guy.
You know, we're not going to name this person.
No.
But when you worked in radio in Plainview back in the 80s, and this person was your neighbor.
Yeah.
And he's close to your age. And he ended up getting divorced several years back, and the woman that he married was a little girl living across the street from you at the time. You said, "I'm pretty sure that's the girl. She was like 3 or 4 years old," and I just I don't even know what to say about that. That's just the craziest thing I've heard. But you know,
there's your buddy talking.
My buddy. I have a buddy?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely not my buddy.
So when I told you what I knew, you're like, oh.
Yes. Wow. When I told you what I knew, you were blown away. You couldn't believe it. We don't want to hear that. No,
Urban Meyer's talking about Derrick Henry.
Oh, really?
He goes, when he ran by me on the field, I couldn't believe how big he was.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I don't think people realize how big Derrick Henry really is.
He's a monster.
He is huge.
Want to tackle him?
And especially his legs. Like, he focuses on the strength in his legs, and he is...
He went to Alabama.
He's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he first got into the NFL, people said he was lazy and...
Well, he was.
Well, he seemed lazy, but he doesn't seem lazy anymore.
Not anymore,
I don't know.
But he kind of was sandbagging a little bit there.
Maybe he was. I don't know.
Well, there's snow yesterday at Beartooth Pass Summit at 10,900 feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Snow? Like it snowed?
Yeah.
Really?
10,947 feet, Beartooth Pass Summit. Mm-hmm. You were riding some motorcycles up there yesterday, some... Country folks were.
Ride your motorcycle.
It was a little bit chilly on the bike. You didn't, you wouldn't like doing that.
No. Probably not.
No. So anyway, we got some programming notes here.
Oh, we do? All right. Programming notes.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow, what's his face? Austin Bugler won't be on.
Oh, so is I was wondering if that was today as well.
Nope. Tomorrow and Friday he's not going to be on because he's at
Friday.
A seminar.
He is. Oh, and we all know how
and
much fun
Tuesday
that is.
And next Tuesday and Wednesday he's going to be at another seminar.
Okay.
2 weeks of seminars from the Austin Bugler.
Bring lots of chewing gum to keep yourself awake and
you
from
get bored
yawning.
At those kind of meetings.
Oh, man. I have such a hard time.
They're a waste of time, actually.
Well, you know, when I was a teacher, I had to go to a lot of those, and oh my goodness, they were terrible.
Did you hear what Jason Aldean said to Kane Brown?
No, what did he say?
Quote, my wife asked, did you hear Kane got hit by a golf ball? I didn't realize how bad it was. It was like 150 mile an hour. It hit him in the back of his ear.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it popped him right on the top of the head. He said a text message said, I hate that that happened to him. He had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
That's not good.
Remember, what's his name? Joe Joe Buck was hitting the ball.
Oh, he hit his wife.
Hit his wife in the knee, and it shattered her knee, and she had to have surgery. It was awful.
They were just messing around.
Yes. Oh, no, she did like a handstand or something, right? Just goofing off, and it was just one of those freak accidents.
And then
yes.
He swung the club and hit her with the ball,
and the ball hit her, and I mean, it was definitely not intentional, but it was horrific.
State of Iowa has a news flash today.
Oh, really? State of Iowa news flash?
Yep. The lowest mosquito numbers in 10 years.
Oh, I like that news flash. That's great.
Yep.
I wonder why.
Very dry spring.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So there hadn't been too many mosquitoes flying around.
Well, we don't really like mosquitoes anyway.
No, we don't usually like
them.
They bring
fave.
Diseases.
Yeah, well, you know, West Nile virus and all
West
those.
West Nile virus.
I don't know. Whatever those are.
Haven't heard about that since
are.
1922. Huh. You know the Keystone Pipeline is going to pay $26 million?
To who?
After spilling over 500,000 gallons of oil into a creek in Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yep,
oh, I
the
didn't
Mill
know
Creek
that.
Spill.
The what creek?
Mill Creek Spill.
Mill Creek Spill.
In Washington County, Kansas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They had a leak. They didn't put... That was in December of 22.
Well, when you got a leak, you got to fix it.
They had a problem there, and now they've had to pay... 543,000 gallons fell out of there.
543,000 gallons. Wow.
Or 13,000 barrels of heavy crude oil dumped
into
the... Creek in Washington County, Kansas.
And how much are they going to pay? What did you say?
$26.9 million.
Wow. Why don't they spill some of that on our property? We could get $26.9 million.
We don't need
$26.9
million. We don't need $26.9
Yes, we do.
We need $27.
We need all of it.
And $40 million committed by the South Bow to stop future accidents or something, I guess.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep. No workers or residents were injured, but the public drinking supply had a foul taste.
I'll bet it did.
Ethel, that tastes like crude oil.
Don't look, Ethel!
Ah.
The water stinks.
I didn't even know that happened until today.
I don't recall ever hearing
guess
about
where
that.
Guess where that pipeline starts?
Canada.
Hardesty, Alberta, Canada.
Ah, see? I
guess
got it.
Guess where it goes to?
Mm.
Houston.
Oh, I was going to say Texas, but then in Texas, I got to pick up something in Texas.
Down there just to the west of Dr. John's house.
Yes.
In
wow.
In the high rent district.
In the high, yes. The high, much higher rent than we would pay.
That's a long ways.
We wouldn't be paying rent that high.
No. So that's pretty cool. Oh, man, I'm about out of news
Well,
already.
that's good to know. We didn't know that. You're about out of news already. Well, you still got 8 minutes. Think of something. Oh, here
Let's
we go.
Let's look up 10 seconds. Got some news out of Meadow High School from Pete Christie.
Oh, Meadow High School.
They're
going
to be adding baseball and softball starting this next school year.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. They must be growing.
And they got a new football coach. Blake Jackson will coach the Broncos baseball, too, this year.
Nice.
Had some pretty good luck with baseball at Ropes when he was there.
Got some changes going on over in Meadow.
Meadow, the home of the Broncos.
Meadow.
I didn't know that was their name, the Broncos. Huh.
I don't know anything about Meadow. this is all news to me.
So when's the war going to be over, you think?
Oh, I wish it were over already. But, I mean, you know, like Sid Miller said, you can't negotiate with those people. That's not what they do.
No. They just quit messing around.
Every time they say they're going to do something, well, they don't do it, you know. And or they just go right back to what they were doing before. It's like they think they fooled you.
Why are they messing around with it?
I think maybe they're understanding it differently now. I'm hopeful.
They need to figure it out.
Somebody needs to figure it out.
Because crude oil is almost at $80 already today.
Oh, is it? It's going back
up
again.
It was at 60 last week.
Well, you know, the first time this happened, it went straight up to 100 plus, right? We were, boom, we were there. And this time it's not quite as
even
bad.
Even when it went down to 60, the gas prices didn't go down.
No, not really. What did it go down like? I think we saw a total of a dollar from like February, no, from May until till July 4th. From over a month.
From David Muir in ABC News,
mm-hmm.
8 hours ago.
Yeah.
A Texas woman was practicing pole dancing in her living room when the pole came loose from the ceiling and hit a sprinkler flooding her apartment.
How did it? Oh, she has a sprinkler in her apartment?
Yeah, they all have them.
Oh, they do? I don't know. The apartments I lived in didn't have stuff like that.
A little wet.
Just a little.
So I guess she won't do that again.
Probably not.
They said, we're not giving your deposit back now.
No, she's not.
Ruined the dang apartment. That's
wow.
A weird story.
That is a strange story.
It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Monsoon moisture is coming to Colorado soon.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Finally, the monsoonal moisture arrives.
On Saturday, they have a 10% chance.
Wow. Well, July is usually the month it starts, right? So it's coming in mid-month?
10% Saturday and a 20% on Sunday.
Wow. Well, they definitely need it. They need the wildfires to stop, and they need some relief over there.
We'll see if it happens or not, because they had a very bad snow season.
Oh, it was terrible.
They had basically no snow.
Basically, they didn't get any snow.
Some of that stuff that's down by San Antonio, they need to push up there, that direction.
You know, I have thought that for so many years. How do you take this excess that some people are getting and give it to the people who need it?
You got your
you
new cookbook
that?
Yesterday from the Harvester people.
I did. I got a new cookbook yesterday.
Did you read it?
I kind of scanned through it. I found my recipe. That's pretty much all.
What's that one? Baked zini?
Are you kidding me? What is the one dish we have to have
at Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah, the broccoli casserole.
Broccoli
stuff.
Rice casserole. I got it from Calf Fries to Caviar, which was a cookbook that I got as a gift a long time ago. And I don't have it anymore, but I have that recipe. And everybody loves that recipe. It is so good.
Got your new debit card, too.
Finally. I called the bank. On Monday, and I'm like, hey, I don't have a debit card.
She said, well, it ain't at the end of
the
month.
I'm like, well, how come it doesn't come in before that? You know, used to you'd get it like the month before, right? Now I get it the month of.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
And I was getting notifications. Your card has expired. You need to update your card on our site. And I'm like,
Ella Langley's in the news today.
Oh, she is.
She's speaking out about social media. Quote. Here we go.
Here we go. Quote. We got a quote. Ella Langley quote. Everybody
I
listen.
I think with social media and how you can see into everybody's lives, you feel behind. You feel behind or not good enough or not pretty enough or not cool enough. Who gives a blank? This is who I am and this is what you get.
Exactly. Exactly.
They blanked out the bad word.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad she said it.
She was singing at the Calgary Stampede.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
So where is that?
In Calgary.
In Calgary,
Ontario.
Canada. Oh, Canada.
You know where that is? Up there
no.
Where the Trenchula was at. The Calgary Stampede.
Oh, I miss you.
You do?
Not really.
Oh. I don't think that was directed at me.
That wasn't directed at you, but I miss you.
She was singing up there this week. They got a big rodeo up there.
That sounds like fun. How come we're not going to that?
Well, we're usually 2 days late.
Well, we're more than 2 days late.
It's hot up there. We don't want to go where it's hotter.
Well, that's true. It's not supposed to be hotter up there this time of year, but for some reason it is.
Here's 8 things that make your life simpler.
Oh. We have 2 minutes and 8 things to cover.
Number
I don't
one,
know.
Say less and listen more.
You know, one of these days, that's going to become a part of your everyday routine.
Yeah, it will be when I'm not doing this no more.
You're just not going to say anything, which isn't possible. But
I'm going to stare at the wall. Keep your promises, number two.
Oh, like follow through with the things you say you're going to do?
Yeah,
wow.
Like I said, I was going to fix the hood of the car a couple years
ago. Maybe that will become a part of your daily routine as well. We were driving around Plainview on, what day was that, Saturday? And I'm like, when are we going to get this stuff off the hood of the car? And he'd get, So I looked up on my phone what would take it off. We ended up at AutoZone, and you're in the parking lot.
It's 100 damn degrees
out. Spraying the glue and taking it off.
I'm passing out from the smell.
Some random guy comes up to you, and he's talking to you, and the guy in the store comes out. And, I mean, you got all
We're having a party on the hood.
You had all your buddies there helping you out. And she's like, she keeps bugging me about getting the stupid sticker off the car, and I'm just so tired of hearing about it. I'm just
going to
do it in the parking lot. I'm just sick of it.
Give me that damn spray.
We've had the car for a year and a half.
Then the guy tells me, well, you might want to park that in the shade. It might work better.
It probably worked better in the shade. So then the next morning, you're like, the next morning,
I
as soon as you wake up
morning,
at 7 in the morning, I'm going out there to get the rest of that sticker off.
It took forever.
It was.
It's like, if I have to hear one more damn thing about that sticker.
Because once you got the glue off, for the part of the sticker that had already come off, then it was covered, the dirt had stuck to it. And I didn't realize there was any sticker left until you cleared the glue off. I'm like, oh, there's still sticker on here. So you got the rest of that off, and it all worked out.
Number three, let go of what you can't control.
Oh, yes. Just let it be the other person's problem, not yours. Just don't worry about it.
Number
it's
four, focus on one step at a time.
Oh, just that's all you can do. Put one foot in front of the other. That's the Christmas show.
Learn something useful every day, like taking stickers off the hood of a car.
How to get a sticker off the hood of the car.
You spray this junk on there and wipe it off, and then you peel it off, and then you step on it and stick to your feet.
It was really funny. It really was.
I admire that work every time I walk by the car, and I'm like, hey, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does look good.
Final one, choose peace over unnecessary conflict.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, just let it go. Who cares?
Peace is a wonderful thing. Now, I wanted to do a shout out. The last Friday, and I forgot about this yesterday, there was a truck that drove by, and it was later in the day. It was in the afternoon, and it was a cattle truck, and that truck had a horn like a locomotive on a train. It was so loud, it sounded like it was right outside the front door, and they laid on the horn from the edge of our property all the way to the south side.
Who was it?
I don't know, but it sounded like it was in the building. It was so loud, and I was like, yes.
I talked to somebody yesterday that said they go by here all the time, and I said, well, honk the next time.
Yes, honk when you drive by.
He lives here, and I didn't even know it.
But you have to lay on the horn, and it has to be during the daytime hours, because at night, if we're in the back of the building, we can't hear the horns. We can't hear anything back there. But
no.
From the front, From the south edge of our building, I mean, our property, all the way to the north side. If you do that, we'll probably hear. Oh my gosh!
11.5 at Uvalde,
wow.
Texas, yesterday.
Oh my goodness, that's
and
bad.
And more's coming today.
That is bad, bad, bad. Well, they're not going to have a problem with water down there. They're just going to not have anything left.
Mm-mm.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to Todd Nancy in the Morning and the Agriplex Report. We really do appreciate you every day. 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. Thank goodness we didn't have too much guitar today. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Well, you know, Sue Martin liked it.
Keep it locked in to KDHN all day, every day. We are your ag news station. We have news, markets, weather, and the best country music around. Stay tuned to the best station in the Texas Panhandle. We know it. You know it. Lock it in. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.